Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
And you thought your workplace culture was bad. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. A new report from an independent law firm says big changes are needed at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to address widespread allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination. The FDIC is the agency that insures bank deposits and helps regulate the country's financial system. The report says the FDIC's management's response so far has been insufficient, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The report says more than 500 people contacted a hotline the law firm set up. One FDIC employee said a colleague sent her sexualized text messages and continued texting after she filed a complaint, making her fear for her safety. Women in an FDIC field office said their supervisor routinely talked about their breasts and legs and his sex life. The report says there's a good old boy culture at the FDIC where wrongdoers aren't held to account but are transferred instead. The report doesn't call for the resignation of FDIC Chairman Martin Gruenberg, but it does say cultural and structural change is needed. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
We consumers are lightening up on borrowing. According to data from the Federal Reserve, consumer credit growth slowed way down in March. It grew at a mere 1.5% annual rate compared to 3.6% in February. Credit card borrowing especially barely moved in March after a credit card spending frenzy the month before. Susan Schmidt is here to talk about it. She's head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So from an individual perspective, it might be great that my credit card balance isn't blowing up. But from an economy-wide perspective, is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, the consumer has really been strong throughout this period, and that's what has been keeping prices up, many think. It's because the consumer hasn't slowed down that demand has stayed high, and therefore prices have stayed high because we haven't still changed that supply base. It could be a good thing because this dovetails in nicely with what the Fed is trying to achieve, getting inflation lower. And reducing the pressure from consumers on that spend might be something that will help this and certainly help the Fed aim to get inflation down and then investors' goal of ultimately seeing the Fed lower interest rate.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. government. They want to stop enforcement of a bill passed last month that would force the sale of the video sharing app or have it banned. The lawsuit argues the law would intrude on the free speech rights of the 170 million Americans who use TikTok.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Macau, China, is sometimes referred to as the Las Vegas of the East for being a gambling hub. It's the only place in China where gambling is legal, making up about half of Macau's GDP. But the actual Las Vegas makes much more from entertainment than it does from betting, and China would like that for Macau too. The BBC's Cindy Su reports from Macau.
Inside this casino at one of Macau's big gambling resorts, the Venetian, the gaming tables are full with customers. Many are playing Baccarat, the most popular table game. But larger crowds are gathered in the resort's non-gaming areas, enjoying free entertainment as they watch a magician. One of the people in the crowd is Wendy Qiao, a tourist from mainland China who has no interest in gambling.
There are a lot of things here that I can't see in Shenzhen, where I come from. I came here to also eat some Macau specialty food, such as Portuguese tarts, pork jerky.
She's the kind of tourist Beijing desperately wants Macau to attract. Its casinos no longer provide just slot machines and game tables, but have built water parks, a VR martial arts play area, and even a zip line. But the vast majority of money still comes from mainland Chinese gamblers. Ben Li is from iGameX, a Macau-based gaming consultancy.
With the handover, the idea was that Hong Kong would become the financial capital of this region and Macau would become the entertainment center. 20 years down the track, Macau has become a gambling center for Chinese gamblers mainly.
He says Macau's gaming revenue was more than three times that of Las Vegas before the pandemic. But iGameX research shows it earns just 5% of its revenue from non-gaming, compared to Las Vegas's 70%. Casino operators have struggled to draw non-gambler tourists by simply opening retail stores or holding concerts, as the culture is very different. Beijing has tried to wean Macau off its dependence on Chinese gamblers who bring in around $150 billion a year. It restricts the number of visits Chinese residents can make and bans Macau's casinos from advertising in mainland China.
The Gaming Bureau noted that the six gaming operators have fulfilled the commitments under their licensing agreements.
A local TV station reports a new rule that requires the casinos to invest heavily, nearly $14 billion in total, in non-gaming events such as conventions and exhibitions, water parks, concerts, and even revitalizing old districts. Gaming industry expert Ben Li says, in order to do that, the government will have to resolve labor shortages and transportation issues, as well as bringing in more English-speaking service staff. It will also mean casinos will have to put up with making less profit and doing more work. In Macau, I'm the BBC's Cindy Su for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.